Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Handle on the News. Late Edition.
Handle on the News.
And now, here's Bill Handle.
And this is KFI AM 640. Bill Handle here. Good morning on a Friday, April 16th, as we get right into Handle on the News Late Edition. Jennifer, Wayne, and me, and a really interesting spin on our lead story. And this has to do with the shooting last night at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis, in which 8 people died and the gunman killed himself. There is a worker at the plant who was on break, and he has a friend who, when the gunman came in, took out his gun to shoot at the gunman and was killed. And try to save the people, and they're the people that were shot, or try to save as many as they were.
He wanted to be the good guy with the gun that we hear about.
Yep, yep, and puts down the shooter. The problem is shooters go in there very calmly. When you think about it, you always hear about they just walked in and they just start shooting. And they're, you know, whatever sociopathic trip they're on. People who are getting shot, not so calm. And so you're taking out a weapon and it's shaking in your hand because who has the training? Now, we don't know distance. We don't know where he was. Was he undercover? But it's a very interesting story. But you're right. You know what? He tried. He had a weapon, and it cost him his life. It may have cost him his life anyway if he was diving for cover and couldn't make it. So we won't know until this story pans out.
Well, FedEx is reportedly examining its cell phone policy after this shooting. I haven't seen specifically that anybody is saying the cops could have gotten there faster if people could have gotten to their phones or something like that. The beef seems to be with the fact that people who were in the buildings aren't allowed to have their cell phones on them, but that also meant that they weren't able to communicate with their loved ones to let them know that they were okay. So you had all these people showing up at the Holiday Inn Express where they bust all these people to meet up with their loved ones, but they had to wait in this purgatory the whole time, knowing that some people had been killed in this, and was my loved one one of those people or not? In the meantime, though, you think about it, if you don't have your cell phone in your pocket and there was a situation like that, shooter comes into the building, you're going to run. You're not going to grab your purse or your phone or whatever. You're just going to bail. So even if they had had access, would they have had them on them? I'm not sure. Yeah.
And you're right. It has to do with the aftermath and being put in a hotel where they didn't have access to their own phones because they left them in a car or whatever. Someone did call virtually immediately, you know, supervisor, someone who was there, a security person. Someone had access to a phone. And you might find now that every worker can bring a phone. And then you go through the whole enforcement. You can't look at it. You know, stop with the porno. Stop talking to your family.
Why those two things right next to each other?
I noticed. Yeah.
Ugh.
Candle.
The family of Tamir Rice wants the Justice Department to reopen the case. Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old who was shot by Cleveland police back in 2014. He had been playing with a pellet gun outside a rec center. Somebody called the cops and said, there's somebody pointing a gun at people. It looks like it's a kid and it's probably a fake gun. But the officers were only told man with a gun. So they show up and they roll up, they get out of the car. And again, it's one of these situations where there's just a few seconds where they shoot Tamir Rice, who may or may not have been reaching for that pellet gun.
Now, one of the reasons they dropped it is because the video was, let's just say it's indistinguishable. It wasn't very clear as to what actually happened. And now I don't have a problem with reopening the case. I truly don't.
There's no new evidence, though. So does the video, are Justice Department investigators under the Trump administration looking at a video and saying, boy, this doesn't seem very clear? Literally the quality of the video, not the legal questions about, given what we see here, we don't know how the law applies. Literally the video is not clear enough to see, so that people under the Trump administration go, oh, we can't really see what's going on in this video. But then people under the Biden administration, suddenly the video is going to have a higher resolution.
Maybe technology is a little bit better, but this is just 6 years ago, so I don't think you're going to find much more technology. But I think here's why I think it's politically advantageous for the Biden administration to open it up, and that is to confirm that there is not enough evidence. And you have both a Republican administration and you have a Democratic administration say, we can't see. We don't know if Tamir Rice, if he pointed the weapon at the police officer, because the video doesn't show that. It was blocked.
All right. Well, the cop who shot Breonna Taylor has written a book, and Simon & Schuster says, you know, we were going to, but now we are not going to distribute that. So the actual publisher is Post Hill Press, which is an independent group that kind of specializes in conservative politics. I mean, they've got conspiracy theorist Laura Loomer. You've got Matt Gaetz, who have written books under this publisher. Simon & Schuster was going to distribute this book called The Fight for Truth, The Inside Story Behind the Breonna Taylor Tragedy by Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly, who shot Taylor, and then he was wounded in the raid by Taylor's boyfriend, who then shot him in the leg. But now Simon & Schuster first said, okay, well, we are going to publish this book. But then it says, like much of the American public earlier today, Simon & Schuster learned of plans of distribution by Post Hill Press, the small independent publisher, and have subsequently decided not to be involved in distribution of the book.
They didn't make the deal.
No,
they didn't make the deal with this cop. The smaller label or imprint makes the deal, and then they just use Simon & Schuster's infrastructure
to distribute it.
So Simon & Schuster is saying, we won't, but that book is not going to come through our system.
So it can just go to some other distributor.
They can find somebody who will get it onto shelves if people actually go to bookshelves anymore.
Oh, by the way, I didn't remind you, this is a super segment, so we go right to the top of the hour without commercials.
Cool. The guy behind the podcast that helped police arrest Paul Flores and the disappearance of Kristen Smart is basically saying, my phone is going crazy. Watching the detectives. Chris Lambert, really, his thing is, he's a singer-songwriter, he's a recording engineer. That's really what he would like to be doing. He did decide to do this podcast focusing on the disappearance of Kristen Smart. And because he was able to get some information and leads, he helped the police arrest Paul Flores. So you can imagine right now the kind of attention this guy is getting, given that Paul Flores was just arrested recently. And he's basically, it's one of those things like, what is it for the, just when I think I'm out, they drag me back in again?
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of his issue right now.
All right, Iran has started enriching uranium to 60%. That means it's getting closer to weapons-grade levels. Now, remember, this is all happening as Iran is in negotiations in Vienna to get the U.S. back into the Iran nuclear agreement. I don't know if this is the step that you take to tell people, hey, come on back in.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, first of all, 60% purity is not close to 90 or 92% purity that you need in order to create a weapon. And then the amount that they're actually creating is this little tiny, tiny, tiny bit. And you need a good, healthy chunk of this uranium in order for a big blast to occur. So I think this is more a statement. At least that's my take on it.
I think it's smart. I don't like it, but it's smart. They're in negotiations for a deal, meaning right now they can do whatever they want. Of course, what you do as a tactic is you pursue the things that you know the other party doesn't want you to pursue, which makes the idea would be it gives the United States more of a motivation to either get back into the previous deal or get a new deal. Because let's say they're not doing this. Well, we're talking, and what's the urgency? They're creating an urgency that they hope will spur maybe some more concessions from the U.S. Because there are a lot of things over there, but they're not dumb.
No, but they're it's a really interesting theocracy where they're supporting terrorist organizations all over the world. It is the most terrorist-supporting country on the planet. And it's, you know, you think at some point, hey, don't you guys want a real country where you don't have this and everybody is a happy camper and fine, you know, keep your theocracy, all the women, you know, wear those burkas, you know, and then when they take off the burkas, they have beards and whatever the hell else you need. But it's, you know, it's why support terrorism? Why deal with an atomic bomb? You don't have an atomic bomb. Israel is not going to use an atomic bomb on you. That's for sure.
They may not believe that. They may not, you know what I mean? They may not be as trusting of Israel as you or I might be, that Israel wouldn't drop a nuke on them. In fact, I believe that is one of their big justifications for why either they should be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon or in exchange, there better be a really nice deal for us not to. Because we all look at it as, oh, you have Israel over there, and then right over there, you've got this country that hates Israel and would like to destroy Israel. But inside the Iran leadership, it's flipped. They're saying right over there is a country that is a massive threat to us. They're the existential threat to us. So it's just about living in two completely different worlds.
And the other thing is, even if they have a weapon, and a very rudimentary weapon, and they even come close to stockpiling it, Israel's going to make that place into a parking lot. It's going to say it has no choice.
Yeah. Well, some Republican lawmakers are concerned about what they say are unsafe situations when we are getting people out of those detention centers, the immigration detention centers, and sending them out across the country. This is the security check. About to be a classic. Specifically, New York Representative John Katko was talking to The Post, and he said, here's what's happening. In the rush to get the migrants out of the holding facilities, they're sending them all over the country, and in many cases, they don't even know who they are. Those people have no ID. They could be on the terrorist watch list, and the government wouldn't know it, and they're sticking them on an airplane and sending them to Maine or wherever.
And these are the same legislators who are bitching and moaning about how long they're being kept in these facilities and how unfair it is and how they're being detained and how against the law that is. So when they start moving them out, that's against the law. I wonder what you do with that. Put them on cruise ships?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think this is an issue about who's got the best answer and we should let the people with the best answer prevail. Do you remember a time when this particular issue, and I'm talking about migrants coming to the border in large numbers, many of them, not every one of them, but many of them seeking asylum,
yep,
which does trigger certain rights that they have. Do you remember a time when this was considered a situation that's like, oh, the government's handling it fine. There's no big problem here. It's running smoothly. We have no complaints. It's always been a point. So the point is, when the Republicans are in power, the Democrats go, look at this mishigas on the border and it's terrible. And then you flip it. Now the Republicans are going, look at this situation on the border and what they're doing. It's terrible. This is treated more as a political football than it
obviously,
is a problem to be solved rationally.
But it's also a question of numbers, especially with the unaccompanied minors, because when Biden took office, there were 3,000, I think, that were the unaccompanied minors. Now, how many are there? 20,000 north of that in these centers between the border patrol centers, which are not made to hold the detainees, and then HHS facilities, which there aren't enough of those.
All right, USC's men's basketball program's gotten a 2-year probation from the NCAA. There was a time I used to lie. That's actually good news. Because
slap on the wristband.
Yes, because they could... Yes, very good. They could have had a postseason ban. I mean, if they really went the distance. So the deal is, there was this former assistant coach who would take bribes, and I guess he got $4,100 in bribes to direct student athletes to this particular agent's management company as they were going into the NBA. So Bland was arrested clear back in 2017 following an FBI investigation into the situation. And out of this now, the USC men's basketball program got this 2-year probation. It's been fined $5,000 and 1% of the men's basketball program budget by the NCAA.
Yeah, what if the team didn't know about it? They had no idea. Is it one of those the buck stops here situation?
Well, a little bit here, you can look at that because, number one, they didn't impose a ban. Also, the fine is relatively small.
Yeah.
And you can see the thinking in terms of really pinning it on the guy himself, because he got a 3-year, what they show, a show cause, meaning if another school hires him, which they can, they will get whatever penalties are attached to this guy.
So who would hire him?
Well, that's the idea. They say, hey, there's no ban on you being hired, but that school assumes, it's like when a business buys a business and it assumes all the liabilities of the business that it's buying. And that's what, and then like every, I think it's every 6 months, they have to report and it's sort of like being on probation, but also if anybody hires you, they're on probation now, even though they had nothing to do with the original problem. So they did kind of put little poison pill this guy for the next 3 years. Michael Jordan will present Kobe Bryant for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Kobe doing work. On my shirt. Normally, the person being inducted picks who they want to present them, but unfortunately, in this case, Kobe Bryant can't. So the family is allowed to pick, and it'll be Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and who's going to... Who will
cried
accept?
His eyes out at the memorial for Kobe Bryant and gave such an amazing speech.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. And we don't know who is going to be receiving the award, which family member. Or they're all going to be there.
I would imagine they'll Vanessa probably all be there at the ceremony. So May 15th that it's going to happen.
You know, in this next story, all this guy wanted was his stuff back. He essentially was calling lost and found. I don't understand why this is such a big deal. I mean, I guess it was because, he called a Long Island hospital to say, hey, sorry, I left my cocaine there. Did you guys find it? Jose Espinoza was at a medical facility on Long Island, and he realized when he left, oh, man, I forgot my cocaine. So he just called the facility and described what was missing. It's kind of like when you lose your wallet.
Yeah.
And they say, well, what color is your wallet? Oh, it's a brown billfold with a flap on the front. So he just described his coke.
Yeah, he was on a cell phone on the way to his Mensa meeting. And
he never made it there because he was arrested at his home and charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance.
Yeah. It's hard to describe your cocaine. I don't think he called them and said, I left my cocaine there. I think he called them and said, I left something there. It's in a little bag, or, you know, this is where I was. They found it. They found it and went, oh my God, it's cocaine. So I think he tried, but failed.
Some point you just give up the ghost.
Yeah, although if it was
in his wallet, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand there were snorts of derision at the 911 center.
Very funny.
You like UFOs, Bill. The Pentagon is confirming that newly leaked video of some UFOs is real. Now, that, you know, that doesn't tell us anything about what the objects really are, but they're saying, oh, yeah, this is actual video that was taken, and it's three pyramid-shaped UFOs hovering over the USS Russell and apparently following it around and matching its movements for 90 minutes.
Aliens.
There's a big report that's going to come out this summer where the government is going to, you know, unlock the vaults of UFO information. So I would say, do you want to wait till the summer to continue to make fun of it just in case?
Oh, yeah.
The evidence comes out and there are.
Oh, yeah. Well, great. So what they've done, they've come down, had dinner with the captain, and they ate worms and caterpillars because that's what they do on whatever alien planet they're on. And they're actually fruit monsters or whatever. Yeah. How come you never see them?
They're fruit monsters?
Yeah, yeah. That's like,
alien fruit monsters is what will be revealed this summer.
Yeah, it's one of the early Star Trek episodes, the Attack of the Fruit Monsters.
I just see giant tangerines running around. Ah.
Are you excited at all, though, for this material to come out, Bill? Or are you just like, it's just more, nonsense?
No, I'm not. I'm interested. Am I excited? I can't wait to see this? No, but I'm interested.
All right.
You know, I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm not going to say there's nothing there. I'll wait until after it comes out to say there's nothing there.
Fair-minded.
There you go. We're done.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.